Hello, race fans, and welcome to Disc Golf Daily. Today is Tuesday, March 12th. It's Money Podium Day. Have you smiled at someone today? When you do, let them know you're smiling, because Disc Golf Daily got you all caught up with disc golf growth and news in just 10 minutes. Seriously, though, thank you for sharing the podcast with your friends. The numbers do keep ticking up. Number one news story of the day. We've got a new stat in town called putting distance. Gannon Burr led Waco with 1,412 feet of putting distance. Is that a lot? We have no idea. It's the first time it's ever been reported. Anyway, we officially have a new stat, though. That breaks down to an average of 353 feet per round, or an average putt of 20 feet. That seems about right for the... Actually, that seems short. I'm going to bet that gets beaten at the next event. Our number two news story, PDGA Waco coverage page. They've got results, round ratings, hole-by-hole scores. They've got links to the Disc Golf Network and the post-produced coverage links for Jomez and Gatekeeper. They've got recap articles for each day. I love having all of this in one place, and I love how fast the articles came out. Great job on this one, PDGA. Also, my apologies for the acoustics. I am on vacation, and this room is not great. Anyway, our number three news story today, PDGA approvals. The Helix 2 basket by RPM Discs has been approved by the PDGA. You should check out the link in the show notes. The steelwork on this basket may be the most beautiful basket design I've ever seen. It looks like a flower coming out of the pole at the base of the basket. It's just beautiful work. Well done, RPM Discs. And the MD4, a new mold by Discmania, has been approved as well. Look for the new MD4 to be coming to a store near you soon. Story number four, some quick Waco takeaways. Kristen still has it, but I'll predict it right here. In 2024, she will not be as dominant as she was in 2023. The field has too much depth and promise. I wouldn't bet against her being the player of the year, but it will be closer. The MPO field depth is insane. It was insane last year and the year before, but it is official now. The made the cut and the cashed any number of times in a row is going to be a significantly relevant stat. So many great players did not make the cut. Wow. And Greg Barsby is still really fun to watch. He's got a very infectious smile. And I will say, if I'm 120 feet away and I've got to get the disc in the basket, I might just be calling on the one time Barsbarian to put the nail in the coffin. Thank you, Greg, for sharing your smile with us on the Waco coverage. Our next news story, the Seattle Times has put out an article called SeaTac Disc Golf Course is Aces. I love the way they started out. Here's the way they start the article. Mark Twain once famously said, golf is a good walk spoiled, but even Twain might like disc golf. Thank you, Seattle Times. This article discusses the SeaTac Disc Golf Course, how much fun it is to play disc golf, and the fact that most courses are free to play. I love that major city newspapers have articles about going to play disc golf just because. There's no pro tour event in town, there's nothing special going on. Disc golf is just cool, and you should go try it. Thanks, Seattle Times. And our last news story of the day, catering to women grows women's disc golf. Case in point, the Michigan Women's Series is one of the reasons that the Grand Rapids Disc Golf Club has seen their female membership double from 2019 to 2023. It increased from 15 to 32. While those numbers may not be large, according to Shay Abge, it has had the effect of putting more women in positions of leadership and created a conversation statewide amongst those women. This increase in women in leadership has brought increased dialogue and understanding on how all events can be more inviting for women. And to put a nice bow on this story, they raised over $3,400 at their one-round fundraiser this Saturday. If you live in Michigan and you're a woman and you want to play disc golf, there's a great group of people waiting for you. Well done, Michigan Women's Series. Keep it up. And if you've got a women's disc golf growth success story you want us to share, shoot us an email at discgolfdaily@aol.com. And we close it out with Tuesday's Money Podium Day. DGPT standings, Gannon Burr is on top with 194 points, Anthony Barella at 183, and Nicholas Antola at 150. That's your 1-2-3 on the men's side. On the women's side, Evelina, 183, Holland, 165, and Owen, 161. Evelina, Holland, and Owen are your 1-2-3 on the women's side. Kristen Tatar has 125 points. We'll see if she gets some more after the next event. Something that I'm tracking this season that I think is really fun to see, the ratings cash line. If you want to cash as a man at the chess.com or Waco, well, chess.com was 1019. At Waco, it's 1022. If you want to cash on the Pro Tour, you have to average 1020 or above. That's kind of crazy. And on the women's side, at chess.com, 943, and at Waco, 947. Almost 950 rated golf just to cash on the Pro Tour. PDGA top earners so far, Gannon Burr, Anthony Barella, and Luke Humphreys. Gannon's over $20,000 in earnings already this year. He's played six events. He's averaging almost $3,500 per event. On the women's side, Evelina, Owen, and Kristen in that order. Evelina's got $8,200. Owen has $8,005. And Kristen has $8,000. One interesting little tidbit about that. Owen has played seven events and has averaged $1,100 per. Kristen has played one event and has averaged $8,000 per. Pretty nice payday for Kristen there at Waco. We're also tracking team cash earnings. At this last event, Discmania had the most cash winnings, their team members earned $24,000. Innova was second with $18,600, and Discraft was third with $16,700. The top earning team this year so far, just using the top five team members, Discmania, Discraft, and Innova, and the top overall team is in the same order, Discmania, Discraft, and Innova. Discmania's team has earned over $38,000 so far this year. And the last thing, I'm tracking if the payouts are going up just in general. And the way I'm doing this is I'm tracking the top 20 PDGA earners, and I'm comparing them to how that group did last year. So at this point in 2023, the top 20 PDGA earners had earned $89,343. At this point in 2024, they've earned over $150,000. That's 68% growth. Payouts are definitely going up in disc golf. And that does it for us today. If you have any thoughts, news, or opinions, shoot us an email at discgolfdaily@aol.com. Have fun, throw them straight, and hit the thin gap.